The third hurricane of the Atlantic season, Fiona made landfall on the southwestern coast of the main island of Puerto Rico mid-afternoon local time on Sunday. Over a half a meter of rain was expected to fall.
The entire island is experiencing large accumulations of rain. Multiple cases of severe damage have been reported in many towns on the island, such as fallen trees and power lines, as well as landslides, road blockages, and the collapse of a bridge in Utuado.
The governor says 125 shelters have been opened across the territory.
We're here because the house is in a flood zone and it's not in a very good condition. I'm worried because it's an old house and it needs repairs. Let's see what happens.
The power outages began even before Fiona made landfall, until the entire power grid was knocked out. The grid has been particularly fragile since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico almost 5 years to the day. A Category 4 storm, it devastated the territory, leaving much of it without power. Many of the thousands of deaths blamed on the hurricane are attributed to the lack of electricity that lasted for months. That a much weaker Category 1 storm could wipe out the entire grid 5 years later is more proof, along with the regular blackouts, that the system has not been fixed.
How long are we going to be without electricity then?
At the governor's press conference, the issue was repeatedly brought up.
My anticipation is that this is not going to resemble what Hurricane Maria was. Our response will be much more agile, faster, and better coordinated. But it remains to be seen how long it will take us to repower the entire system. This will be phased in gradually.
The governor and U.S. federal authorities privatized the electricity supply last year, despite widespread opposition. Bills immediately went up, but residents were assured the new entity could swiftly deal with a hurricane. That will now be put to the test. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera.